Welcome to Intrepid Heroes, an actual play podcast of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm Scott, and I'm playing Zosra Shizori, a Patra Skirmisher operative who's looking for a new cause.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm playing Starchild, a Soki envoy full of energy from the Drift.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Krizek Vare, a Warblood Vest soldier with a knack for violence.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Iswar, a Kasathan Graviton Solarian.
I'm John, and I'm playing Dr. Vic Dume, an android witchwarper seeking a lost reality.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jode, a human mystic looking to make the galaxy a better place.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome back to Intrepid Heroes' playthrough of the Starfinder 2nd Edition playtest adventure, A Cosmic Birthday.
Yay! Obligatory cheers!
Cheers is all. Last time we left our Intrepid Heroes, they found some cultists. Who are preaching the good word of the newborn, and were ready to sort of slake their thirst for blood on our heroes, but they were summarily slaughtered by Eswar's implosion, black hole, just taking a chunk of them out, but not before I knocked good old Joe down to dying two with a sort of spell,
a soul 56 surge. Hit point spell critical. That was Whoopsie. Amazing.
And you still have all those conditions on you.
Yeah, you know, just to remind you, you are drained one still and pretty wounded.
That's true. I could use a little bit of time to like refocus and heal and so on.
Yeah, I thought you did do some healing. You haven't done that
much
yet.
Time.
Well, I gave myself as much healing as I could, and I still need some more.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, yeah. We have the med pack.
There are others injured as well. I myself have taken some damage.
But if I can refocus, I can use my... Damage. Well, I guess I could do it right now. I can use my... the last focus point I have now. Mm-hmm. And
well,
then
we could spend some time, right? Ten minutes?
Is that 20 minutes? What you need?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, everybody get 8 points back.
Round of
everybody gets 8
cards with guilt.
I'm back up to full.
Yeah.
I will also take the opportunity to reattune back to Graviton.
Nice.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I can't even take... Oh, I can take 8. Because drained 1 means my maximum is down by 3.
3, yeah.
Oh, that's already incorporated because my hit points is supposed to be 35 and it says 32 right here. Okay.
So you're at full health. Cool. You're just that your full health is lower than it normally is.
Yeah. Blessed Foundry, who knows all our secrets.
That's going to also, though, make sure this is right. Yes. Restored to hit points. So you're not wounded anymore when you got back to full, basically. Not, yeah. You know, so the drain doesn't affect your ability to not be wounded.
Okay.
All right. Shall
the drain
go.
will also be penalties to your fort save and any other constitution checks, like if you happen to be dying.
Correct.
So you've given a one of the cultists over to Gil, who's kind of maybe tied up and gagged in his mushroom circle. While all of his little tiny mushroom buddies are just kind of farting on him. And
sitting in.
Don't worry. Awesome. Me and the boys will take care of him. We'll keep an eye out for him.
Okay.
But yeah, so there's a door here behind the circle. And then there's a sort of a corridor, or, you know, an alleyway just sort of, I think they both lead into the same building. So you hit in there however you want.
Let's take the alleyway then.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I was going to suggest the door, see where that goes.
I don't want to disrupt the farting circle there if we have to go through it with the doors.
There's, in fact, another wooden door at the end of this kind of alleyway. This building is also made out of stone with some sort of occasional metal sort of, you know, structure. You know,
it seems weirdly anachronistic, right?
Yeah, is that? It does.
Huh. Well, put my ear to this
and
door.
So was
actually, Jode. Maybe you shouldn't
machine.
Be in front.
Yeah, good point,
I'm just,
Jode. I know
I'm
you
just
love
listening.
To take the
How about you let me open the door this time?
I'm just listening.
Okay.
You don't hear anything.
Okay, then I will.
Quiet as the grave.
I love it when graves are quiet rather than the alternative. I'll back
up. Yeah, that's a pretty good thing for a grave to be.
What did Gil say he had heard here?
People like crying?
Crying and moaning, crying. I thought.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
You guys
that
ready?
That doesn't sound good.
I'm going to open it.
Well, here I mean, it could be, you know, the antithesis to whatever this was. And the other one.
You get to sort of a corner, kind of turns around as if you open the door. But inside here, you get this kind of impression of a church or a temple or a like a monastery or something along those lines. It's the walls are, you know, got some. They're not candles. They're actually in sconces in the walls. So it does seem to be like electric lighting, but it gives this sort of fake flickering impression of what's going on in here, and a sort of a calmness to the place, and so maybe some odd but probably defaced like bas reliefs along some of the walls. There's a door to your right as you go in, and then sort of in the through that there's a larger chamber. A bit north is a bit of a larger chamber.
Can we tell what
religion this is?
Give me a religion check.
Ooh.
What? Yeah, somebody who's good at that, which is not me.
I know something about anybody. This old-time religion here.
Yeah.
I know quite a lot about religion.
Okay.
Pretty good rolls.
Much you may. Joe, this is old. I mean, all of you can kind of like go like, this is not anything you've ever quite seen before. It feels old. Not that like the gods changed that much over the centuries, but it definitely is a sort of a kind of like a mystery, I one would say. It's not to any sort of specific god or pantheon. Maybe it is more of a what's the word I'm looking for? Just sort of a generic kind of temple vibe. Yeah, it's a vibe-based church. just a sort of like a meditative retreat kind of like symbology more than a religious symbology.
Okay, but it's been defaced.
Perhaps. Yeah, possibly maybe even by time. You know, it doesn't look like it's necessarily... I mean, maybe it's someone came in here and wrecked it up, but also it looks kind of old and decrepit.
Maybe it fell apart.
Well, let's try to open this door.
Okay. You crack this door open, and it's a series of singular chairs in front of old kiosks. And these are like, you know, monitors. Yeah, so there's technology here, right? But they're all dark and dead, right? Mm-hmm. And there's on the sort of eastern side of the wall, just on the other right where the other door is, would lead out to the circle. There's some actually like mushrooms growing on that door a little bit. You can see just a little bit like it just kind of smells musty in here. Like it hasn't been opened in a very long time. Mm-hmm. The interior is also a little dimmer, right? Whatever lighting is going on outside in the main chamber, this sort of interior chamber is just like subdued, very subdued lighting.
Okay. What about these machinery in the kiosks? Any clue as what they're for?
Not just like, again, these sort of like chunky pads underneath these monitors. These chunky pads don't have any labels on them, though, right? Same with the thing you saw before. It's just sort of like keypads with no like numbers or letters on them whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Big kind of almost CRT-like monitors right at sort of eye level where you would sit down and look at them, right?
Yeah.
I had a thought about this. Is it that this tech seems weirdly old, or is it maybe like somebody who didn't have a great idea of tech kind of imagined what tech would look like?
It could be either one of those things. That's the weird thing about it. It's not something that you're familiar with. Dr. Jamei, you did a computers check here in 18.
Yeah.
It's not like it does. It feels like it's antiquated. Right, like it has a kind of an impression of being maybe old, but possibly from a time that is lost to history, lost not to history, but lost to amnesia, to the gap, right? Like during that time, maybe this is when technology
someplace else. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And Steph, with a 21 on your computer check, like these, there's no power to these things, unfortunately. And there's like kind of no, unless you really wanted to hook up a battery of your own.
She is a battery.
You don't think
she,
I can do that. Do you want to like just kind of like get into some wires and try to turn one of these things on?
Yeah. Yeah, I could use my living battery. I think my living battery ability would just kind of let me.
Yeah.
Why not? I can cast it as a divine enhance spell. Oh, hang on. I thought that was about the.
No, you can.
Oh,
you
it just says I can use it to power technological devices. So.
Yeah. So you go into one of these kiosks and just kind of like just give it a good zap, a kind of a defibrillation tech-wise.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And the monitor kind of lights up. It has a kind of a grayish glow. There's no symbols or words that appear. And the it does sort of like basically gives you almost like a blinking cursor.
Oh. But right. There isn't a keyboard?
And it takes up the entire screen. There's like a number pad sized keypad, but it doesn't have any numbers written on it. It's just like 9 buttons. Well, probably 9, and then like the sort of extra buttons that go along on the computer keypad. That's about larger enter button kind of situation. But so it's like 9 buttons of the same size, and then a couple of larger buttons to the side.
Okay, I'll hit a couple of the buttons. What could go wrong?
You kind of they give good. They're really hefty. Push them in. Chunk. It sort of like does seem to enter symbols. You know, every time when you press it, and you get like a couple in there, and it goes away, and then it's replaced with like a wave form, essentially, right? And you can faintly hear kind of piping out of a hidden kind of speaker in this kiosk. Actually, in the chair of the in front of the kiosk, there's like maybe like a speaker, a sound of a wind, with maybe an occasional kind of wind chime in it. It's not unrelaxing.
Okay. So.
And that plays for about 10 minutes if you let it go. And then your battery source wears down.
Yeah, it actually doesn't even last that long. I'd have to re-up it.
Yeah.
Maybe some kind of an aid to meditation or something?
Yeah. I think this maybe gets you in the zone so you can feel the cosmic.
The vibe.
I don't know. Well, I mean, with that many suits and monitors, maybe it's a LAN party playing an MMO of some sort.
It's actually. Yeah,
I think this is where they do their actual play. Actually,
actual play podcast. They've got a bigger group than us.
In this other room, there's a larger part of this chamber. There's actually some like stained glass windows to the east that is letting in a little bit of the light from sort of the outside. Yeah. And in the middle of this is a domed structure that actually is also made out of some sort of transparent material, maybe glass, maybe some sort of plastic or whatever. And you can kind of see inside that dome, there are two sarcophaguses. Three. Sorry, there's the one at the far end as well. Three of them just sort of like resting there, and this gives you the impression of some weird burial chamber or something. And there's a door leading into that sort of right here, and two other doors in the far end of the room.
Shall I open it?
Okay. If there's three doors, maybe we should, on the count of three, everybody open one different door.
Okay.
Well, I've run into the dark.
Let's do the opposite of that, please.
Oh, okay.
I don't see everybody.
Where
though.
Did? Yeah, me too. Yeah. Either. Suddenly, I'm by myself.
So you can't quite see through this dome. People are on the other side of it now. You can kind of see into it, but because of the whatever material is isn't like super transparent, you can't see people on the other side of it. That makes sense.
All right.
How did they get through?
Oh, you can walk around it. It's just walk. They just walk around.
That's what I'm doing, is I'm kind of walking around, seeing if I can get a sense of more about the inside of it.
Opening the door to this sort of tomb chamber, there is a scorch mark on the floor in front of you.
I can't. I don't understand.
You gotta just come down here. You can see everybody.
Oh, there okay.
And yeah, you can see the three sarcophaguses.
All right.
Ah, okay.
So much fun.
There's a scorch mark on the floor. Can we check to see if there's anything?
It's like right there in front of the door.
Be a cause of that, or is that cause for concern?
Some sort of trap or
that's kind
defense
of thinking,
mechanism.
Hmm. Yeah. You want to give me a perception check to look for something like that?
Yes, I do.
Search the place. Search the place.
I kind of want to look around. Yeah, I'm pretty good at perception too.
Where's my perception?
Doesn't need to be secret, because I already rolled it.
No, it's fine.
Okay. I'd like to learn more about the dome. Can I perceive the dome?
Yeah, you can look at it. Yeah, give me that. So, Jode, you don't see anything that looks... I mean, neither Jode or Esquire, do you see anything that looks suspicious in terms of, like, a trap, a gun pointing down with a laser or a flamethrower or whatever? Or even, like, even a magic rune you might spot. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Esquire, do you want to go in? You want me to go in? What do you think?
I'll go in.
Steph, do you want to roll that perception check?
Yeah. Where is perception? It's under...
If you're using the... No, it's under attributes, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Just expect it to be under skills.
Yeah, that's why I looked for it, too, first. There you go.
Oh, all right, Starchild. 25. You can tell that this material is what's called transparent aluminum. Which means it's basically like it's metal. It's hard as metal, but you can see through it, kind of. It's almost like a frosted glass, but way, way, way tougher.
I don't know who invented that.
Crazy.
No one did. It is unusual to have it in sort of an interior thing. Right, and especially unusual to have it in an interior crypt.
So it's very cryptic.
It's very sturdy and meant to like deflect.
One would use it on a starship window, right? Because it's that sturdy, so you can look out into it. But this is actually clearly a cruder version of something like that, since it's not as transparent as the transparent aluminum that you all know and love.
But still.
Yeah.
Okay. Curious.
Well, let's get an idea of who's, if there's someone buried here and what the inscriptions say.
There's inside this area, this you can kind of see the dome, right? Kind of is giving a little bit of refracted light from the stained glass windows outside in the sort of main chamber, putting a nice little sort of pattern on the floor. The three crypts don't seem to have any markings on them whatsoever.
They look sealed, though.
They do look like they are sealed.
And no other markings.
Before we go grave robbing, I wonder if the other two doors might give any indication about who's interred here and why.
Oh, I haven't gotten to the other two doors. Where are those?
They're further back.
I see. But didn't they say they heard some? Or we heard some? Somebody heard some?
You haven't heard any noise? Any other people
Gil
talking
heard
or crying?
Moaning or something?
Yeah, that was Gil. Yeah.
Or crying.
Yeah, so could be someone still inside that is lost. Could be ghosts.
Could be ghosts.
Eswar, you want to open up this door here to the left? And
looks like I went the wrong way.
Zosra, what are you doing?
I go where my nose takes me.
follow your nose, it always knows.
Mm-hmm. The door opens up into basically a large, almost chapel-like structure. There's a couple sort of pews facing what looks to be a pillar rising up from the floor, kind of glowing a little bit, with metal pipes and some sort of maybe even wires attached to it. And then there's kind of like a pavilion behind that that kind of goes a couple steps upwards. And sort of out, sort of back to kind of the way you came. As you open the door and step inside, there are two individuals in here who are humanoid, but they are glowing kind of green figures, not really wearing a lot of clothes to speak of. And as they sort of like step in, green hair as well, kind of they look at you, and one of them kind of like reaches back and his hand kind of like bursts into a sort of a greenish flame.
Whoa.
They also have wings.
What?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Are they angels?
Wow.
Maybe they could be angels.
Are they Hespers?
Oh, they might very well be. Who goes? Who is that? Who are you?
Explorers.
I'm Vic Dumay, doctor at large.
Very good. What brings you to this place?
We don't know how this place got here.
So you're trapped as well?
In space. You're in a space station. That seemed to weird out the last person we talked to.
No, I'm fully aware of where we are.
Oh, okay, good. You
Absalom Station.
That's correct. Correct. We have been here on Absalom Station.
But for some time.
Some of the other stuff outside wasn't, right?
No, it was not. No. This was brought here by the transdimensional radiation of the ghost levels.
Oh.
Possibly from the interference from the substation.
All right.
My thoughts exactly.
So how long ago was that? I'm sorry. My name is Starchild, and we are actually trying to find the substation, and we have reason to think that it's powering a being that's doing some pretty crazy stuff about maybe ending the universe. So, anyway, that's all of my cards. They're right out on the table now. What about you?
You're here to confront the beast.
The beast.
We were told it was more like a midwife.
We're at least here to fix the substation.
Unless you're talking about the monster, the tentacle monster in the courtyard outside.
No.
Well, this is another tentacle monster. Sorry, what?
Yes, tentacles and this hooded horror from beyond was driven us out of our home.
Wait, you've been driven out of your homes?
Yes, we live in the substation. You see, we are, well, one might call us radiation fairies.
Okay.
Oh, right. We are Hespers.
Right.
So that is
something you're right. Who knew what a Hesper was?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I did.
Oh, I've seen them in other dimensions, so, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were bonded with the two of us were bonded, and some of our other compatriots were bonded with that reactor to keep it safe and running until we were driven out. I fear to know what has happened to some of our friends.
Aww.
They did not make it out.
Well that's really sad. Is our goal, so.
Hooded horror from the beyond. This is sounding pretty bad.
That was Nika, the midwife?
Yeah.
It has a name.
Yes. So we got from one of their worshippers outside.
Oh, so you've confronted the allies.
You could say
they rolled over pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I hope you punish them.
Pretty harshly.
They had a revelation at the end.
The ones who will wake up have been punished.
Anyway, so when did this being show up, and what else can you tell us about about it.
It has only been a few hours, I think, since it arrived.
Okay.
Wow.
Twisted the space around us and thrust us out of our power core and began to form this fleshy sack around the substation. It's clear that this Hesper is not quite, you know, pretty disgusted by the thought of it all.
Right. Well,
I mean, I'm also pretty disgusted by fleshy sacks that appear around buildings. That sounds gross.
Did you get a sense of their power, their abilities? How did they force you out? What might we do to better defeat it? How can we prepare?
That's a good question. Let me think. He said, checking things out. I know that when we attacked to retaliate it, that its flesh would regrow. Wounds would knit in a matter of seconds, making it very difficult for us to do any sort of lasting damage to her.
That's bad.
Well, then, how are we going to get through that?
Yeah.
Focus. Fire.
Well, maybe.
I like the, maybe I like find the dramatic something pause that... in there. Like it.
Focus. And find something that causes that to stop occurring.
Yes.
Sometimes I think creatures do have things that halt their regenerative abilities.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. It's not fire. It's not our plasma touch. Yeah.
Would you join us if we wanted to make an attack on it?
Well, maybe. What? Sorry.
So definitive.
Mm-hmm. What hope do you have of destroying this creature? There are a few of you, to be sure.
Wait, quite a few of these creatures?
No,
quite a few of you.
Quite a few of us. If we could find out more about it, that would be helpful, obviously.
You said your fire does not stop its healing. Does it still damage it?
Oh, yes. We were able to damage it, scorch it, freeze it, zap it, melt it. Its flesh is susceptible to wounds. But not for very long.
Yeah. I wonder if some of that is because it's drawing power from the substation to power that, or it could be, you know, part of its own abilities.
I've never seen such a creature such as this thing before.
Well, it's only 13 of them in all of existence, apparently.
Well,
at least 13 that attended the birth.
Oh, yeah, I guess I ought to consider the source.
Did they... how did they attack you? Was it simply flailing about, slashing you, or was it their mental...
They did. It was difficult to think, even being close to them.
Okay.
Close to it, and indeed, they could... scream out into our minds as well as use magic.
Mm-hmm.
But also tentacles, you know.
Yeah.
Right, sure. Standard.
Can't leave out the tentacles. Do not forget
worst
those.
Combination.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, we have some magic users of our own.
Mm-hmm.
No tentacles, I don't believe.
Do you have any knowledge of the three sarcophagi that are in the next room?
Oh, be careful in that room. I mean, we're on our way running from the power core, trying to find a place to recuperate from our battles. We went into that crypt and were assaulted by the shadows.
Mm.
assaulted by shadows.
And so I blasted it with some fire. You may have seen the scorch mark there.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Sure did, yeah.
Drove it off temporarily, but I don't think this place is safe.
What's this blue crystal here in this chapel? Do you know?
We haven't been able to figure it out. Well, no, it's not a power core, I'll tell you that much. I tried bonding with it. No luck.
Uh-huh. Maybe just wasn't your type.
Yeah.
Yeah, Starchild and I will go take a look.
Sure, yeah. Can you give me a religion check? Or something else? Magic?
No, you don't have to say anything more than religion. Cultism? It is literally my highest bonus. So
there you go.
Mm-hmm. I'll be tied for medicine.
Not so good for me. You said maybe Arcana?
You could use Arcana.
Or occultism?
Make sure that... Yeah, you can use occultism.
All right. Make sure what did you say?
Oh, just make sure that everyone had a hero point. That's all.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking I might use mine because I rolled a one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Reroll using a hero point.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Another one.
That's
okay. Healy roll.
But it becomes a 20 total.
20.
Yeah.
That's nice.
This is not an icon, right? A graven image of the god of any kind, right? It is more of a sort of... a symbol. It's more symbolic than that. It you get the impression that it is.
Vibe.
It's more vibe based.
More of a vibe.
And indeed, this sort of area, it's sort of giving off this light that almost makes the place look like it's kind of underwater, rippling water. It's very given the circumstances, it's a little soothing. It doesn't feel like it is giving off any magic though. It's not like necessarily giving off soothing vibes, calming magic in any way. It's just more of a sort of like the light of it there. It does have a kind of a like related to the moon, the sort of the light is kind of getting off, kind of gives a bit of a moonlight effect. So this might be some sort of temple to some moon god or space god or something like that. But it's not clear.
It's an opaque god of sorts.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Indeed.
All right. Well, we should continue on to the substation, maybe avoid the crypt.
Yeah. Right?
Hmm.
I don't know. It could be.
They're protecting something in there. For sure.
Yeah, it could be something useful.
But it could be just the bones of
those
who
of you
the
who are.
Yeah.
Have knowledge of religion. Do you know how to possibly put souls to rest? Or
yeah, can I peek inside and?
Oh,
look
I want
around
to.
The sarcophagi are fairly blank, right?
I want to thank the Hespers and to let them know that we'll be back with news if we can.
Good luck to you, travelers.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yep. Hopefully, we'll get you your place back.
Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate all your work. Good that you.
We really do. This has been pretty awful. Yeah.
It's all very appreciative.
Come on, Starchild.
So, do you go in there? And
I'm
what's
trying.
The...
It keeps telling me I'm going the wrong way.
What are you doing in there, Jode? As you're just sort of stepping in, looking it over, you're chanting.
Yeah, I kind of want to look over and see whether or not there's any markings that might indicate to me sort of what religious sort of, ceremony or something or phrasing might calm any angry spirits that are here. But then I only get a 15.
Yeah, you don't not sure of the impression that there are any angry spirits in here.
I think that they maybe send it away for a long time, like a couple of days.
All right. Well, I'll pop this sarcophagus right next to me open. I'm sure this will be just fine.
I'll take some closer than that.
You put, it takes some effort to sort of push it open. It's a stone lid, of course, right? And it kind of falls to the bank. Boosh. As a bit of a cloud of dust kind of kicks up from inside. It's clearly that there are bones of some alien creature in there. Probably human. It looks vaguely humanoid, but otherwise I'm not really sure. But it most sort of the darkness inside the sarcophagus kind of reaches up and lashes out at you.
You only see that from darkness. That's
no. It's sort of like a hand kind of gumps up and grabs at you. I need you to make a reflex save.
Thank you for making that not a fortitude save when I'm drained. So
yeah, fair enough.
Decent. All right, 22.
Yeah, pretty good. That is a success, of course, but it's not a complete success. This is going to happen. Okay. Ooh, I rolled pretty good on that.
Those are pretty dice.
That's a good dice. You're going to take half damage from this. It's basically this sort of shadow kind of reaches out, touches you. It is actually icy cold as it does.
Wow.
But then it kind of dissipates.
Hmm. Huh.
Like it kind of reaches up to you and just disappears.
Huh. Is there anything else in here other than the bones?
Give me a perception check.
Oh, I'm pretty good at that too.
Good.
21.
There's a sort of like a compartment off to like at the foot. And you kind of look at it, the outside, and look at the inside, and see that the inside is a little smaller than the outside. Mm-hmm. And maybe the back near the head is a little thicker in stone than it is near the feet.
You're able to find evidence kind of a secret compartment.
Classic secret compartment. you crack that open. And find yourself what look to be gems, right? They are kind of glowy. And there are two of them.
Kind of fancy purplish. Gems.
Yeah, and they're kind of kind of like a setting, like a latticed setting on them as well.
Like a spell gem?
Oh, they might very well be spell gems, my good sir.
What?
You kind of got to think about that and look at it. And spell gems are a little bit like basically scrolls, essentially. Mm-hmm.
But it talks to him?
You kind of No. That was me being a weird voice.
Okay. Well, I like your voices, and I thought maybe it was talking to him.
Thank you. I mean, why not? Pull this out and sort of maybe give it a quick look, and you can maybe because this is a divine spell. Yes, it is. Are able to notice that is a spell called Sift the Sphere.
I have Sift the Sphere. It looks just like my head.
You can recognize it. So you recognize them and know that you can use these if using your own spell slots to cast these spells if you want.
Okay, useful.
I put those in the stash. The party stash.
Very nice.
Those aren't so bad.
Anything else you all want to do in here?
I want to go across to the one right across the way. Okay. I just take a little step and I push the next one open.
Nothing again? Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you for a reflex save. Kumph, kumph. Smoke comes out, and then another sort of spooky shadow hand grabs at you.
You know, that's not entirely unexpected. How do I grab these, the spell gem from the stash?
I think you can just drag them onto your character sheet. Drag them into your character sheet.
Oh, that'd be handy. But you probably want that old timey reflex save, yes?
Yes, give me that reflex save. Mm-hmm.
Good.
How about 20?
Another success. Sweet. So you're only taking half damage. Again, this sort of icy cold grip grabs you, and another 7 damage.
Oop. All right.
Cold damage.
Well, I might as well get this all done with at once, and before I even look in there, I'll go to the third sarcophagus and slide it aside.
Okay. This one gives you another big, huge push, and as you do, something about this one is clearly different. You can see that the bones inside are or at least the interior of the sarcophagus is a little more place of prominence, a little more ornateness to it, and that actually there's holding a very nice-looking sword across his chest. And this time it's two spooky shadow arms come grabbing at you. There's only one reflex save, though.
Oh, okay. I'm a little disappointed. I expected one of these to have already been triggered because of the Tespers, but I guess... who knows things happen. I keep getting 22.
22s. Well, there's successes. It's just that this is a little more damage to begin with. So you're only taking half of this.
Yeah.
Ooh, a lot of sixes.
Wow.
A 15.
You know, I don't love that. Okay.
I mean, just sort of, again, you're like chilled to the bone as these hands grasp into your body. Reach right through you.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
For you, if it's not a one shot, it's not damage.
I am going to tell everybody there's a sword here as I take but a moment to replenish myself with a spell.
Fair enough.
I head up there.
I shall cast infusion upon mine own self.
Okay.
It's like, okay, it's clear.
Jode went in there and just soaked all the damage.
Sure did.
Very nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah, okay, I feel a little better.
Your back, though.
Oh, boy. That was cold.
What do you got in there?
All right. What about hidden compartment in this one?
The northern one doesn't seem to have a hidden compartment. You can look
all right. Mine's busted.
No, the one that sort of Joe in front of, the one with the sword is sort of prominently displayed. This is an advanced dueling sword.
Oh.
So again, we talked about advanced before, a little extra damage. Not quite a dashko, but extra dice. Do you want to give me a perception check there, Scott?
I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just check my attributions.
Your attributions.
And give you something just below average.
All right, fair enough. 17. You're able to... There's no hidden compartment in this one, but as you're sort of like poking around the bones, you do spot a serum, basically. A small vial in there. And this, if I recall correctly, is an infiltration serum. It's going to take me a minute to find it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that one does.
It makes its way into your bloodstream.
It makes you really, really tiny, so it's easy to get into spaces.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
A serum of fantastic voyage.
Yes.
Infiltrator serum, that's what it is. Just sort of pop that into the stash as well. This is a little bit also another sort of an injectable, but it gives you some bonuses to sneaking and disabling devices.
Those are things traps. I do.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody should use that new weapon, who uses that kind of weapon.
The fancy sword?
Yeah.
Anybody want to grab a fancy sword?
How's it compared to my dashko?
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't... it has... yeah, right. itself is... Where's the dang damage on the dueling sword?
Martial weapon.
It is probably like a smaller damage die, but you're getting two of them since it's advanced. Yeah. And a plus one to hit still with it. Like, I know you have that on your dashko as well.
It's versatile, so it does piercing or slashing.
So, yeah, let me just see what it is.
I am most, I don't know, am I the only one that would actually benefit from that, or is anybody else?
Oh, it's Marshall, so.
If I'm using a sword, something's gone terribly wrong, so I don't think I should.
Same.
See, I could use it, but I've got my Solarian weapon fancy already. Weapon. So
powers of the stars.
So this is going from a D10 to 2D8 with this sword, with the dueling sword.
That's it's a not pretty like, good jump, actually.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
5.5, that's a 3.5 point improvement.
I take it.
Okay, you need to grab it out of the stash.
You can always swap if you want to, you know, if you're feeling lonely.
Sword for the other like, I don't know, it's a sword. It's kind of weird.
What's this? There is some sort of insignia on the blade that is, you know, you don't recognize as any kind of like language or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. It's probably fine.
It says kick ass and draw blood.
Yes. I think it is. It's a symbol. It's a Kryzek symbol of kicking ass and drawing blood.
There well, you know, go. in ancient whatever language this place is from.
Yes, you can't tell him otherwise.
Yeah. Already.
Yeah, love
it's,
it.
It's not unwieldy, and I think your dashko is, right? Is that
No, the plasma dashko is not unwieldy.
Oh, okay.
Whew, well, that's. I think it's time for us to be heading over to the substation, right?
I think so.
I feel like we've got everything we need here.
Having visited the Church of Stuff.
Exactly.
Fair enough. You should pass by Gil. Him and his three buddies are continuing to fart on the cultist. It's like there's like one of them is just sort of hitting on this guy's head who's just kind of like looking like scared and resigned, and he's like, get off him, leave him alone. He's been punished enough.
Which way do we go from here?
So basically just sort of go through, there's a tunnel, an exit outside the market area where you fought the cultists. You head in there, you have that map, and sort of like again walking through the tunnel. Now you back into sort of sci-fi tunnels, right? Passageways, clearly from that you recognize from sort of the ghost levels, metal sheets and exposed wires and stuff like that. And eventually you actually do come to for lack of a better word, a building. It is sort of set, it does say outside, you know, charity substation. And I'm gonna bring you all there right now.
Yay!
Ba-doop, ba-doop.
Kicking and screaming.
Pop everyone out. And activate the scene. All right. As you're all getting here, the building looks quiet from the outside. There's not a whole lot of windows or anything like that, but you can feel kind of a hum of a large, maybe power core generator, kind of like echoing through the floor that you're on, right? The space where this is otherwise kind of, it's a building inside the basement of a space station, really weirdly. So there's not a whole lot of ceiling above you. But it is just sort of set aside, clearly, you know, marked off as a charity substation. And there's basically just this one, the way in as you're coming up through the other tunnels.
This is the way.
Fair enough. What do you want to do? Crack the door open?
Yeah,
I can do that.
Is there a way we can see in there without cracking the door open?
I don't think so, unless you have X-ray vision.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Oh, this future door again. Anyway, yep. What you see is disturbing. It is a corridor. In this sort of technological area, but the to your left is this wall of meat and flesh of some kind. And it is kind of grown up and essentially it's almost egg shaped. You can kind of see the top of it from here. Ooh. It is encasing the sort of interior of the substation where you imagine the power core is. You can kind of picture like the inside of this is like when a power station in our world kind of being outside, you know, like there's fences around it, right? And this is what sort of these walls were. And you're now stepping inside and seeing this wall of meat. And the air around you is kind of buzzing and humming in a way that is quite disturbing. And just sort of squelching their way out of this mound of meat are dozens and dozens of insects, wasp-like bugs of bright red and green colors, and they're just kind of buzzing out and towards you. And I'm going to show this to you right now with their very pointy stingers rushing towards you, and that's where we'll end tonight's session.
Okay.